This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Why do we need to follow the Quran? Why can't we follow our logic? We're intelligent beings, we're human beings. We know what is good for us and we know what is not good for us. Unfortunately, we don't. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد عباد الله اعلموا أن خير الكلام كلام الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. I don't know about Europe, I really don't know much about it, but I know enough to know that the same illness that exists in North America does exist here as well. And that is that the young men and women in our society are really affected by certain doubts concerning their aqidah. And as a matter of fact, today we had discussion, myself and a young man, about important subject. And because of that conversation, I decided to speak about what I'm going to speak about. Conversation was based on why do we have, of course, the young man has doubts, at least had some doubts. Hopefully after that, you know, little munajah, little conversation, things are more easier for him than before. But his idea was the existence of God. Does God really exist? And with logic and reasoning, he was able to understand that God does exist. Otherwise, this universe will not be able to run itself. But he had an issue with another subject, which is Hajat al-Wahy. Why do we need to follow a book? Why do we need to follow the Quran? Why can't we follow our logic? We're intelligent beings, we're human beings. We know what is good for us and we know what is not good for us. Unfortunately, we don't. We don't. So today I'm going to be talking about a little bit about the importance of the revelation al-Wahy. Say, ibadallah, this is extremely important to us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called the revelation nur. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ. Indeed, a nur came from your Lord, وَكِتَابٌ مُبِينٌ, and a plain book. يَهْدِي بِهِ اللَّهُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through this book, he guides mankind. يُخْرِجُهُمْ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. Allah will take people from darkness to light. See, the purpose of the revelation is for us to be taken away from the ظُلُمَات of human mind restriction to the vastness of Allah's rahmah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now I want you to understand. Imagine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has no need for you and I. When He created us, He created us for a purpose. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ مَا أُرِيدُ مِنْهُمْ أَنْ يُؤْمِنُوا. I have only created mankind to worship Allah. I don't need them to feed me or anybody else, Allah said. Allah is not in need of us. But when He created us, He did not leave us abath. He did not leave us, to wander around. أَفَحَسِبْتُمْ أَنَّمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ عَبَثًا وَأَنَّكُمْ إِلَيْنَا لَا تُرْجَعُونَ. Do you think we have created you for vain, for useless purpose? Do you think we created you for nothing and you will not be returned to Allah? So عجيب الأمر, that nowadays our youth are struggling with the idea God exists, however, I don't need the Quran. I don't need the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because I can really, really, know what is right and what is wrong, which is incorrect. I want to give you an example. Imagine football match. Imagine, two teams are playing. And these two teams have no rules. There is no rules for the game. You can pick up the ball and run away with it. You can grab the guy who has the ball. You can tackle somebody. There's no rules. How many of you would be, fan of that game? None of us. We say, this is pointless. This is useless. Why do everybody's chasing each other? I don't need that. Now imagine this universe. Is it reasonable that there is no guidance needed for this? Imagine the traffic that you came through today, that everybody's going whatever direction that they feel. How many casualties we would have every single day? How many people would get hurt every single day? Imagine you and I have no respect for laws. Like the Quraysh. Quraysh used to bury their daughters alive. وَإِذَا الْمَوْؤُودَةُ سُئِلَتْ بِأَيِّ ذَنْبٍ قُتِلَتْ. Allah said, when a young lady who's been buried alive would be asked on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah, for what reason were you killed? Arab at that time, before the revelation, they had no limitation. If you're strong, you're allowed to enslave the weaker one. If you are female, you belong to the male society. They can sell you, they can buy you, they can, bury you, they can give you away, they can marry you without your acceptance. There was no system. But the Quran came, the deen of Allah came to give us proper direction to follow. Imagine the Sahaba of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam not having that guidance. How would the society be? See, right now, we have young people who respecting the laws of the land, respecting the British constitutions and the bylaws and the system of your country, the man-made law, respecting the Canadian laws for us as Canadians. But they have no respect with the book of Allah, and they consider the Sharia of Allah restrictions that's limiting their freedom. They feel they are restricted. But we have so much respect for the man-made law. When I was becoming Canadian as a kid, they gave us a book. And in that book, it says you must know the rights of a Canadian citizen. You must give your allegiance to the Queen of United Kingdom. You gotta give your allegiance to the flag of Canada. You give your allegiance to the government of Canada. You gotta know what the prime minister is about. you must know the rights of a Canadian. Otherwise, is you're not a Canadian. You cannot become a Canadian. And we walked into the court. And we agreed to that because that's the only way I could become a Canadian. And that's the only way you could have become a, what you call British if you were not born here. Now, when it comes to the book of the law, our young people, some of them, they think we don't have to follow. We don't. Imagine, ya ibadallah, you know, I'm following this watch right now. But before when I bought the watch, or before I bought this watch, I read the rating about the watch. When I bought my phone, the phone came with a little booklet, manual to follow. And I was following that manual. Why? Because I wanted to use it to the best of its potential. Now, when Allah created us, He sent a Quran for us to follow. And that Quran is the recipe of success. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكًا وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَى قَالَ رَبِّ لِمَ حَشَرْتَنِي أَعْمَى وَقَدْ كُنْتُ بَصِيرًا قَالَ كَذَلِكَ أَتَتْكَ آيَاتُنَا فَنَسِيتَهَا وَكَذَلِكَ الْيَوْمَ تُنْسَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي, whosoever deviates, whosoever moves away from my way, فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكًا, he will struggle in this life. He will not find joy and happiness in this life. Some of us, we think happiness is linked how much money you have, or how famous you are, or how, you know, good you look. No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ, this is a promise, فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكًا, if you turn away from my way, your life would be miserable. Would be miserable. See, some of us, we read about, you know, these celebrities. We read about the entertainers, those who became famous, rich and famous. But at the same time, we read about them. They go to a rehab centers. They can't sleep because they cannot find contentment in their hearts. You know, they have everything. You know, young men, you know, they are entertainers, they're singers, they have girls, you know, left and right. They drive the nicest and the most expensive vehicles. You know, they have the nicest house. They, you know, party all night, all day. You know, they do whatever they want to do, but they cannot find peace in their heart. لأن الله said, promise, وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكًا, your life would be miserable. Not only that, وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَى, and on the day of Qiyamah, he will be presented blind. And then the person would say, لِمَ حَشَرْتَنِي أَعْمَى, Ya Allah, why did you resurrect me as a blind person? وَقَدْ كُنْتُ بَصِيرًا, I used to see. I used to watch movies. I used to tell the difference. I used to see different colors. I used to see who's beautiful, who's ugly, who's smart. Why am I blind today? Allah said, likewise, my ayat, my evidence came to you and you turn away purposely. But look on the other side. For a mu'min, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ, indeed, in the remembrance of Allah, hearts feel comfort and peace. In the remembrance of Allah, not in the medication, not that you're taking, you know, what is stress pills, not that, you know, you see your psychiatrist, not that, you know, no. Allah said, أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ, you want to sleep early at night? You want to feel comfortable? Just remember Allah. Just make sure Allah is in your heart, not in your tongue and your actions alone. Remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised you that if you remember, that your heart will feel itminan, content. You would be happy. Happiest person is the righteous person. Ibrahim bin Adham, rahimahullah, he was a very well scholar, but also he was very poor. This dunya was not in his heart. This dunya was the means to get to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then one day he was sitting next to a river with a dry piece of bread. And he was dipping the bread into the river. When it becomes wet, he would take it and he would eat. But right above that is the Qasr al-Khalifa, the palace of the Khalifa, looking over that. And then somebody said, Yabn al-Adham, O Ibrahim ibn Adham, Asa'idun ant? Are you happy? Are you happy? قال والله نحن في سعادة لو علم هؤلاء لجالدونا في سعادة. By Allah, we are so happy. We in a ni'mah. If these people who live in those, you know, beautiful palaces, if they knew how happy we are, they would have left their palaces and fight us right here to earn that happiness. Ajib. One of the khulafa by the name Al-Ma'mun, he had a young son by the name Ali. And Ali, you know, imagine a prince, everything, jawari, wealth, everything is available for him. And every morning he will come and have his breakfast at the, you know, where he can see the view of a nahr, of a river, beautiful view. And the ulama said, Khulafa ibn Abd, you know, when the sun used to shine from the east and hit the walls of the palaces of that khilafah, which was painted gold, you know, the sun used to reflect on the rest of the city. So, but this young man, he noticed something very interesting. He noticed there's a man. He comes, he hustles, you know, in the marketplace, because he can see that right above the city, he can see. And around, you know, 10 o'clock in the morning, an hour or two before Salat al-Dhuhr, this young man, he goes to the river and he opens his breakfast, little salt bread, and he eats from there. And then he lays down until Salat al-Dhuhr. He prays after Salat al-Dhuhr, and then he goes back to hustle. So this young man, Ali ibn al-Ma'mun, he said to himself, Ayyuna as'ad, who's more happier, me or this young man? I want to know which one is happier, me or this man? So he called his soldiers, his bodyguards, and said, bring me this young man. So they went to this man. They said, Al-Amiru yuriduk, Amir, he wants you. Amir wants to talk to you. Qala la hajata li, I don't want to talk to him. He said, no. They said, you have no option. You must come and see the Amir. So he came to the Amir, and the Amir said, I see you every day you do this. And then at the Maghrib time you leave. What do you do? He said, Ana hamal, my job is to serve you, is to carry things for people and reach it to their houses, deliver it to their houses. And at this, after Salat al-Maghrib, I pray Maghrib and I go to my wife who's blind and my sister who is, you know, in a physically challenged, who cannot serve herself, and I give them whatever I earned that day. The Amir said to him, Qala anta Sa'id, are you happy? He said, yes. He said, would you like to live with me? Qala la, I don't want to live with you. I don't want to live with you. He said, why? He said, because a sa'ada, happiness, is not what you possess. Happiness is here. Happiness is here. Now, Allah is telling us in the Quran, وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَ وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَى. However, if you're happy, أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. Before I conclude, عباد الله, the wahi that Allah has revealed to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to Isa alayhi salam, to Musa alayhi salam, to, you know, the anbiya before him, to Ibrahim, to Nuh, to Idris, to Adam. The purpose of the wahi is for us to be guided and followed. Not for us to have it on the shelves, and not for us to interpret the wahi, to translate the wahi according to our understanding, rather to follow the wahi. Nowadays, Deen of Allah is being filtered. You pick and choose what you want from it. You pick. Most of the Muslims nowadays, you know, majority of the world, you know, Muslim world, we pick and choose what we want from the Deen of Allah. Not according to the Deen of Allah, but we pick and choose. But I need you to understand, the man-made law that we have in our countries, we don't pick and choose from them. We follow them to the T. We respect them. As I said, you don't go the wrong way on your way here to driving. You don't go the wrong side of the road because you follow. So let me ask myself and let me ask you, when it comes to the Deen of Allah, why do we put ourselves in a position of authority that I can pick and choose what I want from the Deen of Allah? Why? Is that because we have no respect for the Deen? Or are we relying to the mercy on the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Let me conclude this with the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hadith Jabir. Jabir said, Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, me, Jibreel and Mikael came to me while I was asleep. Jibreel, he came from the head. And Mikael or Mikael, he came from the feet. And then Jibreel said to Mikael, give him to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell him example that he can understand easy, can easily be understood. So Mikael said, or Mikael said, مثلك, your likeness of Muhammad and the likeness of your followers is like a king who had a land, and on that land, he built a beautiful house. And in that house, he made a beautiful meal, food, ma'ida. And he sent somebody and he said, go to the city, go to the people outside of my palace, and invite them to this ma'ida. Let them come and eat with me. Let them come and eat from it, I'm sorry. He said, for some people came and they respond to the call and others they rejected. He said, the likeness of this is, he said, this land is the Deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this ma'idah is the Quran and the message that you carry. And the man that is besent is you, Ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So some people will listen to you and follow your deen and they will enter Jannah, while others will respect, will disrespect, and follow their own deen and not enter Jannah wal-iyadu billah. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, in a nutshell, the Quran was revealed for one reason, for us to implement, not to get blessings from him, from it, not to get blessings from the Quran, and then say, we put it back on the shelf, or we only read it during the month of Ramadan. Quran is kitabun amali, action. You read, you follow. And that's why Ali ibn Abi Talib, when he was giving the definition of taqwa, qala at-taqwa al-khawfu min al-jaleel. If you want to be a righteous person, then be mindful of your Lord. Be mindful of Allah. Qala wal-amalu bi-tanzeel, and act according to the Quran. And be content what Allah has given you, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and get ready for the day that you will be departing from this dunya. But also, ya ibadallah, from the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we learned that the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cannot achieve success unless we work together, unless we help each other, unless we follow the sharia of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa jazakum Allah khair, wa salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.